The Alcoholic's Dictionary by Grant McFarlane.
Abstain. Verb. The blinding reality of your life screams violently at your eyes. The flecks of its spit burn to create holes in yourself, through which you can see every failure, each regret, and endless contempt, tearing your wretched futility apart. Because. Conjunction. Your justification. Just because. Chatter. Verb. Free drinks. When reading a newspaper, pick an article on the front page and drink it in as a chaser. Savour each word and think about it from the perspective of each person you see at the bar around you. Imaginary conversations about the subject in your head helps form the narrative. Use such spiel when the after-work traffic enters and beguile your new friends with your knowledge on this matter. Dogma. Noun. Never think you are right. The contempt of others will hurt. Enthusiasm. Noun. 1. You landed the perfect job. Each day you devised innovative ways to teach the kids the joys of music. You knew in this school they weren't interested in progressing through grades, but each one of them had a favourite song. You made them believe your rule of four, and they relished in how easy the subject was. Only four keys, four chords, four notes, four beats. That was all they had to learn. Children who failed every subject and were absent, in mind if not presence, for most of their education, came to your class. Every time. You passed them if they could play a resemblance of their chosen piece. Good grades begat pride they had never experienced. Their attendance improved, and their wish to succeed in other subjects followed. You did this. 2. Impassioned pursuit of unapproved curricular activities that can result in loss of employment. Feeling. Noun. 1. The sentiment that remains from regret. 2. An illusory impression caused by others. 3. The sense inflicted upon you by those you try to love or those who try not to see you. 4. Something to avoid. See chatter. Grant. Verb. To consent to perform. I grant you a wish. The self-flagellating art of living amongst others in baseless pursuit. Haver. Verb. Chiefly Scottish. Oftentimes, in the morning, you will find yourself unsure whether to continue lying down. This abstinence, in such peaceful times, causes no pain nor opens self-inflicted wounds. You allow the birds' chatter and sunlight's warmth to be felt. Enthused by this sensation, you free your mind of dogmatic definitions to waver gently between idle thoughts. The compulsion is absent, because you have granted yourself permission to meditate in the present glory of indecision. Whilst havering, one often notes they have choices.